Every Good Gift selected winning photography, art, and poetry items in this month's new era. Every Good Gift. We all have different gifts from our Father in Heaven. He is always pleased when we use these gifts to create things of beauty, things which bring joy to all those who hear or read them. On the following pages, you'll find the sorts of gifts that enrich both the giver and the receiver. They are a reflection of the artist's search for things that are virtuous, lovely, or of good report or praiseworthy. 13th Article of Faith. We know you'll enjoy these winning creations from the 1999 New Era Contest, and perhaps you'll even be inspired to share a few gifts of your own. Flying Out of New York at Sunset by A. Jonathan Vance. A painted skyline wades in pools of shimmering orange. Only towers of steel and glass and the sun's residue remain for contemplation, not the filth, not the cold, not the regret seen from afar. It's covered miraculously by the grace of God, and you'll feel a quiet awe for the glory of it all. Road Trip by Holly Wise. Tight-packed, a capsule speeding down miles of interstate, checking off time zones like items on a grocery list. Eastern, Central, Mountain, Pacific. Swallowing dash yellow lines as Ohio melts into Indiana, into Illinois, into Iowa. Driving in one direction, pausing only for gas, bologna sandwiches, bathrooms and sleep. Thinking as far ahead as the next Super 8. Everyone naps as the car streams forward. My mother has her feet on the dashboard, her seat tipped back touching my knees. My father switches the stations. Even during static, his fingers drum the wheel. There's a curled-up lump of a sister in the back, wedged between suitcases, jackets, pillows, and food. Everything I love in one car, tight-packed, so dangerous, so safe. Prime by Holly Wise. This is the prime of my life, I keep telling myself, which is scary, because it doesn't feel like the prime of anything, so far. Sometimes it just hits me, like when I look up at the building where I live and I think, whoa, this is me. This is something I'm doing. I live here. Suddenly, just walking up the steps is exciting. A is for Reminder by A. Jonathan Vance. The A is for my great-grandfather, who preached to bushes on his mission until the Samoan words formed in his mouth, who went home and came back with his family to build a chapel on those Pacific islands because the Lord asked him to. The A is for my father, who stayed up countless nights helping with my math because algebra is hard when your voice is still cracking, who loved unfailingly and set the example for me. The A is for me, to remind me who I am, to remind me of the sacrifices, to remind me of the blessings of the eternal family. Testimony by Jessica Hodnett. A leather-bound treasure, her name embossed on its cover, stamped on her heart is his name. Deeply engraved, night by night, prayer by prayer, step by step, tear by tear, in the finest gold leaf. Life's Gifts by Kara Hall. Someone once said to me, I have nothing to live for. I said, my friend, you're wrong. You have everything and more. You have the leap of your heart, the moment you tip your canoe, a puppy's lick, and Saturday morning cartoons. You have the smell of autumn, a banana nut bagel, the wall of frost around you as you make a snow angel, a child's sticky hug, an old woman's grateful tear, when you're down on your knees and you feel him near. You have the mocking and torment he lovingly went through, the pain and suffering. He did all this for you. Someone once said to me, I have nothing to live for. I said, my friend, you're wrong. You have everything and more. Of Royal Birth by Jessica Hodnett. To wake up at 5 a.m., to get to seminary on time, to stay home from junior prom because you haven't turned 16, to turn down a position on All-Stars because the games are on Sunday, to put school on hold while you serve a mission, to pay an honest tithe out of your hard-earned income, to be the only one at the swim party wearing a modest bathing suit, to know you're of royal birth, a child of God. Youth Meets Age by Nathan C. Ellison. The old pages perfume the basement with age, brown on the edges, crumbling at the touch. The paper holds more than calculated ink. The water heater whistles as I stand there staring. Some light swims in from the underground window, and it dances with the dust particles which I breathe. My skin erases the filmy age when my fingertips kiss the cracked leather binding. My eyes feast on the newfound antiquities, waiting for me in my grandfather's basement. A prophet visited by Iomi Monica Nayaku. He came in a company of friends, smiling for love has extended his hands to Africa. The bumps of the rough roads make him squirm and shiver. I saw him pass and I waved my little flag of white and green. He saw it and nodded. Prosperity has come for all. We've waited for him all year. And his message we hold so dear. He talked to us and the air was deep. His voice clear as the morning. Counseled us. I heard the prophet speak of love, for he said that God is love, and I know he was talking to me. Mockingbirds by Ariane Badsgard. Artists mimic the work of God. Every face, thin pencil lines, strokes of paint, all desperate attempts at creation, beauty, not reaching, but endless striving. Poets mimic the feelings of God. Every word, rough descriptions, barely scratch. The reality of God's creations, never satisfied, always trying. But by trying, they stumble upon their potential to become like God, making their own wind to whisper poetry, creating sunlight to highlight the clouds, creating children who learn to stroke and draw and describe the works of their God's hands. End of selected photos, art, and poetry. The Ahuna Adventure by